DW Spectrum with Gabriel Borrood and Connor Dillon.
Hello and welcome to Spectrum. My name is Connor Dillon.
And I am Gabriel Borrood.
And I'm Sertan Sanderson.
And none of our
Sertan?
None of our listeners out there are going to have...
What are you doing here?
I'm cold. Are you guys cold?
We are cold.
And I'm here to warm up.
So none of our listeners will know Sertan Sanderson, but you're going to get to know him in just a minute. We're talking about the cold because Europe's pretty cold right now.
It has finally come.
Yeah.
I forgot my mittens the other day. I was biking into work. I thought my hands were going to fall off.
So it is very cold, very cold in Europe right now, and very cold in the Northern Hemisphere. Obviously not in the Southern Hemisphere, but as cold as we are, as cold as Gabe's hands were, yeah, warm up.
Glad you still have them, by the way.
Okay.
Sertan.
Yes.
You recently got just a touch colder.
Oh, a whole lot colder, yes. It was not quite winter yet. It was late November, and I was in London, and I heard about this treatment. It's called cryotherapy.
And how did you hear about it?
Oh, you know, I'm always interested in new ways to feel better, but I never thought people could feel better by going into a cold sauna, a cold cabin. And it's actually quite exciting, so I thought I'll check it out.
How cold are we talking here?
We're talking -130 degrees Celsius. That is -200 Fahrenheit.
-200 Fahrenheit. Is there any molecular movement at that point, or are you just frozen
getting
solid
down to,
like ice?
Getting down to zero
Lord
Kelvin.
Lord Kelvin, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I decided to check it out, basically. And so I went to this place called London Cryo. And you have to imagine it like, you know, it looks a bit like an upright casket. You step into this thing and there's steam coming out of it, cold steam, you know, like at a rock concert. And you think they're going to freeze you alive. That's what it looks like. And when you go in, it's -100 degrees already. That's Celsius. And you step in and you get on this little platform with your head being the only thing that sticks out.
So this is...
You're sticking out of the upright casket.
Yeah, my head's sticking out of the upright casket, basically.
So this is not for people who are claustrophobic, right? This sounds really kind of creepy.
I would think claustrophobic people would be excluded from this treatment, but it does help a lot of people who have physical ailments. I'll speak about that in a minute. But when you're in there, you take your gown off and you're completely in the nude. You're just wearing mittens on your hands and socks on your feet. But other than that, there's nothing, not a single thing that you're wearing. So not only are you in -100 degrees Celsius already, you're completely naked. I mean, it couldn't get worse than this. It's like your worst nightmare, you think.
Can I interrupt just for a second? And I'm sorry to go here now, but it sounds like they've covered your extremities.
Yeah.
From the extreme cold. So your fingers and your feet and your toes. But if you're otherwise naked, I'm just going to say that there's one extremity.
One other one?
Particularly on men. Are you wearing, you must be wearing some sort of heated.
No kind of protection whatsoever.
Completely
yeah.
free. At one, minus yeah. 130.
Wow.
Yeah, you go from -100 to 130, yeah.
What did that feel like?
It felt like nothing because there's nothing to feel down there. I mean, it's so cold.
You go straight numb.
Kind of, yeah. Parts of your body go pretty numb. I think it depends on where you have fat on your body. Parts of your body that have a lot of fat feel cold, but the parts of your body where you have a lot of muscle just kind of start going numb.
How long were you in there?
3 minutes.
3 minutes at -130.
That's one treatment. And at first, you're just cold. This is the interesting thing about the human body. I guess after a certain point, and I don't know where, you don't know that you can feel any colder. It is just cold. You wouldn't know if it's -100 or -130. It's just really, really, really cold, like you've never been cold before.
So real quick, you talked to one of the people who run this place in
yes.
London, and I believe she had some of the science behind it. Let's go ahead and pull up this clip of...
Who are we talking to here?
Maria Isabella, the owner of London Cryo.
Okay, so the owner is going to get into some of the science, what happens in our bodies when we go in.
when you're in the session, the temperatures will go down to minus 130 degrees. And that's how it triggers the fight or flight mode. That tricks the body into thinking it's going into hypothermia, but it's not. With the fight or flight mode, it just gets your brain to send a message to the blood saying, oh my God, it's freezing. So the blood rushes to your core area to oxygenate the blood. It replenishes it with nutrients, flushes out toxins, and releases endorphins.
So it oxygenates the blood, replenishes it with nutrients, flushes out toxins and releases endorphins. Did you feel that?
Absolutely, yes, yes. I mean, I left the cabin, put my clothes back on. I was like, why am I feeling so loved up? That's how I felt.
Loved up?
Yeah, like joyful.
Like full of hormones.
I suppose, yes, yes. Something along those lines, yeah.
So kind of a natural high.
A natural high, yes.
Insofar as stepping into a minus 130 degrees Celsius thing.
People know that the cold isn't necessarily a damaging force on the body if you use it in certain small dosages, and that has been known for a very long time.
So you say it's known, and I'm not going to totally disagree with you because I myself, Gabe, you and I together have jumped into very cold water.
Yeah, it helped.
It does. No, yeah, it feels good. It feels different. Your body feels alive. It's just... this is Spectrum. This is a science show. Yeah. And so at this point, Sertan, we're going to say goodbye and thank you for now. But we're going to take that idea and run with it and find out what the science actually says about being cold. How cold is too cold? What cold is good cold? How often should I get cold? And what does this stuff actually do?
Can cold be bad for you?
Yeah. So Sertan, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
Mr. Freeze, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, guys. And don't get cold feet.
Thank you.
My name is Bernd Kerschner, and I work at the Danube University in Krems, Austria. And we have a website called medizintransparent.at. And on this website, we publish or we try to answer popular health myths.
So when I say that by visiting a cryo sauna, or exposing my body to minus 130 degrees Celsius, that's going to help me. Is that a myth?
There is no evidence that such a treatment will help you. Unfortunately, we don't know. I mean, there are a lot of studies, or at least some studies, that have actually been done with cryo chambers, but they have been done so badly, and their methodology is so bad that they can't tell us anything meaningful or reliable.
So, Dan, I'm literally holding in my hand all of these different studies, and they all looked like they're great. Something here about recovery following a marathon, a comparison of cold water immersion, whole body cryotherapy, that's our cold sauna, and a placebo control. There's another one about soccer players after repeated sprint exercises, getting some cold training. They look great. What's wrong with these studies, Bernd?
The main problem is, usually in clinical studies, you have two groups. Like, you allocate your participants randomly to two different groups. One group gets the real cryosauna treatment or cryocham treatment, and the other group gets a comparison treatment. It's a comparison group, and which is not obviously the cryochamber. And ideally, the participants should not be able to notice whether they're getting the real or the placebo treatment. The problem is, if the participants notice that they are getting the real treatment, they start building expectations, and these expectations can actually interfere with the outcome. So they can actually cause a slight improvement because the participants are convinced that the cryo chamber might will help them. However, this is only the so-called placebo effect.
Is it possible with a cryo sauna to conduct a good study? I mean, there's no way. I mean, you would know.
Hold on,
it's
wait a minute.
Minus 130.
Sertan was saying that the difference between minus 100, for instance, and minus 130, that you could possibly test, couldn't you? So half the participants would go to the one minus 100, and the other half would go to minus 130, and then you could compare the differences between the two?
I mean, you could maybe like the real treatment could be like, I don't know, like -100 Celsius, and the other could be maybe -10 or 0 degrees or something like that. So it won't be perfect, but at least in hardly any of these studies, this has even been tried. So that's the main problem, or that's one of the main problems. Another huge problem is that in most of the studies, we don't even know whether the two groups that have been compared were actually comparable. I mean, because if participants in one group are, let's say, sicker or maybe have a higher body weight or are older or whatever, or have a longer history of their disease, that could greatly influence the results.
One of the studies that you do include on your website is by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. They say cryotherapy, a trend that lacks evidence and poses risks. What kind of risks were they talking about there?
The main risk, of course, is the extreme cold, which can cause frostbite, of course. It can influence your blood circulation. Well, if you have open wounds, for example, that might be very bad. Also, if you are in a cryo chamber and you're exposed to a lot of vapor from liquid nitrogen, that might lower the amount of oxygen in the chamber. So, of course, that could have the risk of asphyxiation or getting unconscious because of the lack of oxygen.
I can already see it on the next Crime Scene Investigators. A dead body in a cryo chamber in a gymnasium or in a fitness studio somewhere.
I hope it's not ours, because Connor and I kind of wanted to get into one later.
Yeah.
Do you think we should, Baron?
I'm not eligible to give any recommendations. I am not a doctor, but I am sure you will make a good decision yourself. At least now you know which risk awaits you. And you could maybe talk to your doctor about this and afterwards, decide for yourself.
So, Bernd, thank you for talking to us today. We will try to heed your advice and think very carefully before entering a cryo sauna.
You've given us some stuff to think about. Thanks very much, Bernd.
Oh, welcome.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Connor.
Yeah?
Why are we standing barefoot in the Rhine River?
So,
it's freezing.
It's really, really, really cold. We are acting in accordance with the principles of a German guy, a Bavarian, named Sebastian Kneipp, who I just heard of for the first time. He was a priest and became famous for his hydrotherapies, his naturopathic treatments, and that included eine Abhärtung, which is a German way of saying hardening yourself by making yourself cold. And Gabe, you're not deep enough there. You've got to go up to your knees in this stuff for it to actually take effect.
All the way up to the shins?
All the way up to the, up to your shins. Actually, let's go ahead and hear from the man himself, Sebastian Kneipp, on how we should be doing this.
As easy as it seems to stand in cold water that is up to your shins, it must be known that this application will harden you. It has an effect that will strengthen your whole body. It has an advantageous impact on the kidneys and bladder, and can help prevent disease in the lower abdomen. The effect extends also to the lungs. It improves breathing and channels gases from the stomach. Above all, it helps prevent headaches. One must remember that during this hardening exercise, the colder the water, the better.
So, Gabe, what's colder than water? Ice and snow. And Sebastian Kneipp, actually...
You're not walking barefoot in the snow.
I'm walking barefoot in the snow because Sebastian Kneipp told me to. So the only reason I know about Sebastian Kneipp is I was in Austria recently with some German friends, And they were doing this. They went out in the snow barefoot to harden themselves based on the principles of Sebastian Kneipp. Every German seems to know who this guy was and what he wrote way back in, I think it was 1894. So yeah, this is one of the principles, Gabe. Walk through the snow.
All right, let's go. What did he write?
Let it be known, we recommend that you walk barefoot in fresh snow that has just fallen, snow that packs when you walk on it, or spreads like dust between your toes. I know some people who walk in snow for a half hour, a full hour, or even an hour and a half, and they have had best success. But the regular duration for the snow walks we recommend is between 3 and 4 minutes. One thing must be stressed. You cannot stand still. You must walk around. Many years ago, I knew a woman of high standing. This energetic mother placed great emphasis on the hardening of her children. She never allowed the boys to choose what they ate, and there was no complaining about the weather or anything else. When the first winter snowfall came, she would promise them a bread smothered with honey if they went outside barefoot and played in the freshly fallen flakes. She did this for many years. And what happened? The children grew up to become strong men, brimming with self-confidence.
Connor, I am not brimming with self-confidence right now.
What are you feeling?
My feet are... I feel I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get a cold.
So I guess that's kind of the big question. Like, what is... most Germans would tell you going out in the cold will make you sick, right? Getting your feet wet, getting your feet soaked and stomping around in snow.
That's what my wife tells my kids.
That's what my wife tells
Let's get back in the building.
Let's get warm. Let's go... I know someone we can call. His name's Dr. Rolf Kaiser.
To see whether...
Whether or not
being cold like that will make us sick.
He's a virologist, one of the top virologists at the university clinic in Cologne. He's going to be able to tell us what's going to happen next.
All right, let's go.
In the winter time, the blood circulation decreases in the non-central part, and this means including the airway of your body. And the mucus of your nose is getting cold and dry. And that is the opening door for viruses to come into your body.
Okay, so if this is new to me, so if...
It's all about the nose.
Yeah, it's not that my immune system just suddenly gets weakened because of the cold. It's that you have more invaders coming into your body that the immune system has to fight off.
Exactly. And if you are cold, this is a feeling known to all of us, that you just feel miserable in the cold, dark, and winter time and the bus stop. And then your blood circulation, your activity of your body goes down, and that is that makes your mucus of your nose get dry and cold. And that is the opening door for the viruses.
So on the one hand, you've got the bad cold,
yes,
like the one you've just described, and then you've got the good cold that Sebastian Kneipp was talking about that can actually invigorate or harden you or help you.
Exactly. This is the difference is the activity you combine with it. On one hand, you have no activity, just getting cold, your body. And if you remember, if you go out into the cold and do something, the first is a shock on your feet, and then you get somewhat used to it and are very active. You try to be active to overcome this cold feeling. Yeah? And on the bus stop, you just sit and wait and get colder and colder and say, when is this bloody bus coming?
And the viruses are all over the place, a lot of people on the bus.
Once you go in,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, once
exactly.
You get in.
Okay. Yes, yes. And you can see from the statistics in our network that influenza virus is really coming with the cold. The other viruses, like rhinovirus, this is the common cold or man's cold. This is almost all year round, and before and after the true influenza, the true flu. And this is, I think, in connection with this dry mucus of the nose.
Do I have a dry nose or a runny nose in the cold?
No, first you have a dry nose, because blood circulation goes down and the nose gets dry, and dry nose is unprotected. And when you come into the warm, then again the nose starts running. When you catch a cold, then you started an activity defending your body against viruses. But first, indeed, when you get out into the cold, and usually the winter is a more dry season than we usually think, and the nose is dry, and that opens up the door for viruses.
So Gabe and I both have children who love to go outside without the appropriate clothing on. Who's right? Are our wives right when they say you should bubble wrap them in huge down jackets so they look like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man? Or are Gabe and I correct in saying...
Go out in a t-shirt.
Go out in a t-shirt. Go barefoot. It'll make you tougher and it won't make you sicker.
We're based on there not being any viruses out at the playground where we go to. I mean...
Yeah.
Should they go out in a t-shirt or should they go out in their bubble wrap?
No, both is not good, because children, as long as they are active and you feel the skin is warm, then it's okay if you put them what you call the Michelin man or marshmallow man, then they overheat and are sweating, and as soon as they stand still, then they get cold, because the wet clothing is transferring all the heat outside. So this is wrong. And on the other hand, if you just dress them normally, that they can be active and can behave well, that's the right thing. The only problem is that the children cannot judge the time point when they are worn out and have to come back into the house. And that's the time when they catch something.
Gabe and I are about to go into something called a cryo sauna. So minus 130 degrees Celsius, that's minus 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Are we going to have a higher likelihood of catching a virus when we come out?
No.
Wonderful.
Gabe, let's go.
Let's go into a cryo sauna.
Let's go. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dr. Kaiser.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Kaiser.
We've got your door.
Oh my God, it's done.
Okay.
We're at minus 196.
That happened in seconds.
Hey.
I thought I was going to get like a...
Will you make sure you keep running around, Ben?
I'm...
Don't stand still. Remember what Knipe said.
I'm moving, and it's kind of helping.
Oh, you are shivering.
Oh, yeah, on my shoulders. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like a...
30 seconds now.
I like a good cold shower once in a while, but this is a different experience. This is, like a cold shower, at some point you go kind of numb, and it's weird. I don't feel numb. I still feel the cold.
15 seconds.
Okay.
You know. Are you liking this?
Yeah, it's giving me cold energy. Lots of cold energy.
Woo. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Minus 196 Celsius.
Wow. Okay, now it's warming. Although warm is relative.
Okay, so I am with Marcus Tormann. And Marcus, what I know that you direct or you're in charge of this fitness studio, but what's your background?
Ich bin Diplom-Sportwissenschaftler, habe an der Deutschen Sporthochschule in Köln studiert.
I studied sports science in Cologne, the biggest German sports university, and my focus was prevention and rehab. We use the ice sauna here as an extra feature, so that our athletes can get better ASAP.
Nutzen unsere Eissauna hier als ergänzende Maßnahme, damit unsere Sportler schnell wieder fit werden.
My body was basically just frozen inside of a chamber. What do I do? What do I do now?
Relax, entspann dich, ja, zieh deinen warmen Pulli über.
Relax, unwind, put a warm sweater on. Imagine that you've been out in the freezing snow, that you've been sledding or skiing or doing some winter activity for hours in the cold. And then you come inside, the fire's crackling, and you've got a hot cup of tea. That's what it should feel like when you step out of the ice sauna. What you definitely should not do is take a warm shower afterwards. The science says that body temperature should stay down as long as possible. So with a warm shower, you may still feel the positive impacts, but it won't stick around for as long.
I feel like I'm getting warmer just listening to this music. Sebastian Kneipp. You know, he was a Bavarian priest from the 19th century, and he might have even been right when he told us to walk barefoot in the snow. Take your shoes off and just go, 'cause your blood might leave your toes for your liver, and you know what? You'll probably even shiver a little bit, but it'll increase circulation and burn a lot of calories, and it won't even put a dent in your various salaries. So wouldn't cryo cabins be the same? Just a much, much colder game. At this point, the science isn't clear, so don't believe everything you hear. So ask your doctor if you should try one, 'cause you really wouldn't want to die in one. It'd be horrible. And by the way, never ever go into a cryo chamber if you've got
open wounds, neglected tropical diseases, a pacemaker in your body, asthma or arterial issues, or any other problems with your heart, epilepsy, or blood pressure over 160, over 90.
Or diabetes, Gabe.
Or diabetes.
Yeah.
Which is why I
couldn't actually go in.
Didn't, which actually is kind of good because I was scared.
Yeah. You got out of it.
I didn't want to go into the minus 196.
It was your get out of the cryo cabin free card. So a special thanks to all of you, all of our listeners, for joining us on this cryo adventure, this examination of what cold can and cannot do to our bodies, both positively and negatively. A special thanks to our studio technician, Christoph Grova, for helping us along the way.
Ooh.
The Groove Meister General. If you have any questions, any ideas, any comments, anything that you want to know but we did not cover, please do email us. We are spectrum@dw.com.
We read these emails.
And we respond. So on that note, we would like to wish you a very cold and wonderful week ahead, because life can be cold and wonderful.
See you guys around.